This time of year always takes me back to when I was younger than I am now. When I was a child, and probably before the age of 12 or 13, because I lived on a farm, and every spring when the snow had finally gone and it was just dry enough, I would head out to the back bush, the back 40, of our farm with my dog as my only companion. And if either lucky or later on sport would accompany me, and we would take the cow path, the meandering cow path, and we'd walk through the bush, we'd check out to see what had changed since the year before, and I would always pick May flowers and take them home to my mother. It was a routine, a ritual that I didn't even know I had at that time, and often, most often, they were simple wanderings. A time to enjoy, hopefully, the sunshine, the space, the gentle companionship of nature, and, of course, my friend, my dog. Other times, however, those meanderings became much more purposeful because I was filled with loneliness or angst or some kind of emotion that needed to be released. It needed to be worked out through my body. I need to do something that I didn't have to think about, which I had companionship in, and a place that was safe to go. No matter which way it went, I always, always came back feeling so much better. Not necessarily having resolved anything, but just feeling a bit of release. Walking is like that. Because the orderliness of putting one foot in front of the other, especially if it's a path you know and you don't have to think about it, well, that manages somehow to let your brain go free. And your thoughts can be organized of their own accord. Emotions can be released. And by the time you get back, usually you've got a different perception, a different view of whatever it is you left with in the first place. And on those walks that we take, it's important, isn't it, to choose our companions. The dog was perfect because the dog never answered back. Because, of course, I would occasionally, maybe, talk out loud. But the dog was great because he would just silently accompany me, you know, occasionally looking up like, she's crazy, but that's okay. She feeds me, pats me, and takes me on walks, so that's all good. But in life, it's important for us to choose our companions as well as we walk, as we journey through our time. Because not everyone can go on every walk with you. It's like when we travel. Some people we can travel well with, others maybe a couple of days, and others we just assume they stayed at home. Because our journey of life is different for each one of us, and it varies at the time of our lives. In today's gospel, we hear about a couple of folks, Cleopas one and the other unnamed, going for a walk, a 7-mile journey, because they probably needed to clear their heads. I can imagine there was lots of thoughts and feelings and emotions going on with them, and so they went to walk on the road to Emmaus. What's really intriguing, and I've never noticed it before until this week, is that these are not the disciples we think of. It says at the end of the reading that they went back and met with the 11 disciples who were gathered elsewhere. So these are the others, the friends of the disciples, the friends of Jesus, but not perhaps in that center group. Close enough related that they knew each other well, but they weren't all hanging out together. So they had chosen their companions. The 11 were together. These couple had gone off for their walk. And of course, much to their surprise, it turned into something quite different. In that walk, they process what's been going on. They take comfort in the companionship of one another. They cover both old and new ground. And they have new perspectives certainly gained when they get back. What walks have you been on? Whether they be literal or metaphorical, because some of us can't walk as well as we might like, But we still go on those walks, don't we? We still go on them in our minds and in our hearts, and sometimes verbally on the phone with a friend or however we do it. And each one of us is walking a road right now, right here as you sit, whether we recognize it or not, because right now things are different than they were a moment ago or 10 minutes ago. And what kind of road do you think you're on? Take a moment to reflect on that. You may be on a broad highway that's clear and set out and you know where it ends up. You may be on a very tricky mountain trail where one step may mean a very different outcome. You might be on a solid sidewalk where there are other people around you and you're sort of going through the city. Or perhaps, like me, you're on a meandering cow path somewhere out there on your own in the nature kind of environment. But while you're walking, just think for a moment, what kind of road? Not just that kind of road, but the kind of road that is reflected in today's gospel. I'm going to give you a line from the scripture, and then I'm going to give you a question to think about. All these things that had happened. Are you walking on a road of wonder? A road where you're thinking about wondering, wow, that was amazing, or wow, that was stupid, or wow, that was awful, or wow, I don't know how I even feel about that, or wow, that was beautiful. A road of wonder, all these things to this point that have happened. They stood still, looking sad. They probably stood very still, looking sad. Are you walking? Are you on a road of sadness? A time when there is something or even just a little thing in your heart that is grieving or alone or worried about someone else. A time of sadness. There's nothing wrong with those times, especially if we have a way of walking through them. Especially if we have a way of sharing those with someone else to ease our burden. Here, they stop in the middle of their walk with Jesus and say, "Of course we're sad. Of course." And they share their story. Their eyes were kept from recognizing him. Perhaps you're walking a road of sentimentality. Sometimes we think about things in the past, and we look at them a little differently, or even the things right now in the present. You'll know the phrase rose-colored glasses. That sentiment with which we put onto things that have happened, that maybe at the time felt one way, but now with the perspective of this current moment, it looks pretty different, usually either really better or really worse. But that sort of sentiment that we hold, what's the sentiment, that road that you're on right now? We had hoped. We had hoped. Is that the road that you are on? The road of disappointment. Or maybe not even disappointment, a direction you thought you were going in and it's changed. Often we hear this in church circles. We had hoped the church would be full. Well, maybe our church is full in a different way now. Maybe the things we hoped for have actually happened, but we just don't recognize them. A vision of angels who said he was alive. A road of complete and total astonishment. Things that you do not expect. Things that are the last thing you could ever imagine. Is that the road that you're on right this moment? When you are astonished, taken aback, in a moment of awe, a moment of grace. Like maybe some of you came in on Easter Sunday and saw the Easter cross on a tower. And you went, wow, I've seen the Easter cross before, but it looks really different. That can be a moment of astonishment. It can be little things, it can be big things. Is that the road on which you walk? How slow of heart to believe. a road of foolishness. Everybody walks this at some point. Every single person. And that's a good thing, because only once we've walked a bit of foolishness do we have any idea what wisdom means. And those are the times when we often need our companions most, when we make what has turned out to be a foolish decision or a foolish moment. And our companions who walk with us have more wisdom than we do, or perhaps they just did it last week and they totally know what's going on. That is a very important road for us to walk, and more important for us perhaps to acknowledge it and to share it sometimes. But they urged him strongly. Are you on a road of conviction, where you are so sure about something that you will do anything it takes to get there? Imagine later when these people who are walking along realized it was Jesus. And they realized that they had urged him strongly. A bit of role reversal happening there. Jesus had always urged them strongly and sometimes told them to do things and not to do things. But in this gospel, they are urging him strongly to stay. That's a road of conviction that they had, that they knew that they wanted him there for some reason, and they stopped him from walking on. Their eyes were opened. Are you on a road or a path at this moment of acceptance? Well, all of a sudden, you see something differently, and all of a sudden, you can accept it. That's a huge moment, and one we often don't think about much, because it's not really necessarily a moment of celebration. Sometimes the road of acceptance is very, very difficult. But when it's resolved and accepted in us, we are able to actually move on and take a different path. We're not our hearts burning within us? Are you on a road of joy? Isn't that fun? It's always good to be on a road of joy. And when those moments happen, we want to hang on to them and have every other moment of joy follow. But of course, we can't understand the sadness if we haven't had the joy. But still, were our hearts burning within us? Because we were walking with our dear friend, our companion, the Son of God, and we didn't even know it, but now we do, and isn't that great? What road or what path of joy do you have in your life? Every one of these roads is familiar to us. These are the roads of everyday life. And these are roads on which the Spirit of God, quietly and without a fuss, joins us for the journey. Roads upon which we get to tell our story. Roads upon which we get to have our feelings and experiences listened to. And to have a companionship with a God who's prepared to go the distance. You know, when I was a kid, I thought that my dog, Lucky, would always be with me. But of course, Lucky got hit by a truck or whatever. And Sport came along, and then I had a new dog, and then I left, and who knows what, I can't remember what happened to him either. But I had a companion that was with me that would always be with me. Of course, I was let down. Of course, my road of disillusionment happened at some time. But now, looking back, I know it doesn't really matter what the name of the dog was, or even the personality. It was the Spirit that was with me. The Spirit of God working through that dog. The Spirit of God working with those who have been with me in my foolish moments, and even some of the more wise ones. Those are the times that we see differently. We can see things in a way we hadn't noticed before, and whatever distance it takes, whether it be 7 miles or 7 years or 70 years, we are moved to a new place, a better place, a place of astonishment and joy. So whether you are walking at this moment on a broad highway or a busy sidewalk or a meandering cow path or a Rocky Mountain trail, and whether they be meanderings or purposeful, and no matter where they are beginning or at least where you think you're going or where you hope they will end, may this gospel today remind you that you are never alone. God is there, walking right beside you, whether you recognize it or not.